Welcome to Sunday Stillness, a few minutes each week to meditate on one idea that will bring us closer to who we want to become. Something that has often been off-kilter to me as a parent is that kids don't know how to do things just naturally. There is so much that they don't know. And there have been, shamefully, many times in my parenting where I just expected my kids, not like babies, but like school age kids and on, to just know how to do or how to be. And I've had to remind myself that this is something they need to be taught, that not everything is common sense or obvious. And I mean, I'm not talking about like math or reading. I'm talking about like we don't hit people. It's nice to take your plates to the sink after a meal. Please close the car door when you exit the vehicle. Like things to me that just seem like they would be common sense or be picked up maybe by osmosis, by general human observance of others. Like read the room, kid, sometimes. And it's silly, like I'm kind of making light of it, but like truly there have been certain frustrations that I have had in raising little children where either I've done my own self-reflection or maybe someone like a co-parent or a therapist has said, why would you expect them to know that? Or have you ever taught them that? And I have to remember that I haven't. That there is no way that they could possibly know certain things or that things that seem like they would be common sense to someone a little more, you know, with brain development or clearly an adult, is not common sense to people encountering this dilemma or the situation for the very first time or paying attention to it for the very first time. And I have to remind myself, sometimes even say out loud, to remind them, how could you know that? Let me show you how to do that. Let me tell you about this piece of history or this dynamic that's playing out, because you won't know unless someone tells you. And I don't always give myself that same grace. In fact, there have been many a scenario in my life where I really feel deep amounts of shame, or I really beat myself up a lot because I didn't know something. And occasionally, we should have known something. We should have paid attention. We should have been prepared. We should have done the reading ahead of time. But a lot of times, how would we know something that we don't know? How could we possibly know what someone's, you know, core wound is? How could we possibly know the etiquette in a new job or club or social situation? We just don't always know. And sometimes that leads to missteps. And it feels like it's not simple enough just to apologize and move on or say, oh, I didn't know, doesn't feel like an appropriate adult phrase sometimes. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. I never learned that. I've never heard that. Sometimes we don't want to say those words. We feel embarrassed to say that we didn't know something that it seems like everyone else knew. Recently, I was in the car with a loved one who was really sarcastic about something. And it was a heightened situation. I can't remember the exact scenario. Were we lost? Were we late? Who knows? Maybe all of the above. And this person was really sarcastic with me in a way that, like, really hurt my feelings. And I had just recently in therapy brought up sarcasm in a, you know, different context. And my therapist had said something really interesting that I had never thought about with sarcasm, in that she was like pointing out that it's almost always mean. So sometimes sarcasm is just funny. Sometimes it's lighthearted. But a lot of times, if someone is sarcastic, especially if that's like a part of their personality, a main point of their humor, it's often mean. It's often pointed towards someone that it's going to hurt their feelings. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like sarcasm is sometimes just like witty or a play on words or a quick comeback. I hadn't thought of it so deeply, but when the therapist was sort of expressing that sarcasm can be weirdly hurtful, you know, I heard it. I listened. And so then back to this in the car scenario, maybe that was fresh on my mind, when someone was very sarcastic towards me. And I just immediately said some version of, you know, sarcasm should be employed when someone has said something really dumb that they should have known, and your sarcasm is like pointing out something very obvious, obvious to everyone within listening distance. Sarcasm is mean when you're pointing out something and the other person clearly didn't know and couldn't have known. And then it's shaming. Then it makes you feel bad. It's belittling. And I really went on some kind of like, you know, real, I gave a real monologue. I gave a real speech about it. And I've been sort of toying around with it ever since, thinking about that there are things we sometimes don't know. And it's just a fact that we don't know it. And we cannot spin out over what we don't know until we know it. I feel like it's rarely a true lapse in our judgment or character if we don't know it. We don't know it for just factual reasons. And I wanted this Sunday stillness, I wanted maybe you to hear that there are sometimes things we don't know and we step in it. We make a mistake. We tweet the wrong thing. We say the wrong thing in a situation. We make the wrong move. We misunderstand how important an event was and we skip it. I don't know. There's a lot of things that we just don't know. As I'm talking this through, I can think of several things that came up. You know, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to mention it again because it's sort of a concrete example here. But in Los Angeles, when my daughter was in preschool, the year that she would have been applying for kindergartens, for the kindergarten program in the schools that we wanted her to attend, we had a loss in our family. And so I did not do that whole rigmarole interview application process for a five-year-old because our family was in grief and we couldn't take it. And I was like, I'll just do it next year. I didn't really ask around and I didn't have a lot of friends at the time with older children. And so many months past the deadline and, you know, when we were saying we were going to apply into first grade, and then in fact, when we went to go apply into first grade at different schools, people were like, this is not an entry point. Like, you can't, this isn't how this works. You've done it wrong. Now, people were generally nice about it, but I had messed up, I felt like. But how would I know? And this felt like a really big mess up, possibly. And actually was an enormous amount of stress that ended up working out. But I beat myself up for, I messed this up for our kid, for our family. You know how you can get in a mind swirl of these things. But how would I know that? That's not logical common sense. I felt like there's always going to be openings. People move. People change their minds. I mean, right? not right, exactly, but I didn't know that. The common sense I was applying to it actually didn't apply in this world. And I didn't know. So that's a concrete example of something maybe a little bit bigger. Sometimes there's smaller things that you're just like, I just didn't know the rules to, you know, what's happening in this scenario. So I want us to think today, maybe something's already come to your mind about where you just didn't know. And maybe you beat yourself up too much, or you let someone else beat up on you emotionally over something that you just didn't know. Maybe you're the one who needs to extend some grace, extend some understanding, because you've been really annoyed at someone who's operating in a space. And if you took a few steps back, you can see they actually just don't know. They don't know what they don't know. And someone needs to teach them. Maybe it's you, maybe it's not. But if they don't know, they can't be held to the same standard of someone who did know and purposely went against the grain. As you're sitting today with your journal, with yourself, just try to feel the expansiveness in your heart for yourself or for others, that we just don't all know everything all the time, and we cannot be expected to. There are teachers in our lives. Sometimes we are the teachers. And we must recognize the gaps in knowledge for what they are, gaps in knowledge. I hope this meant something to you today. I hope it was an idea to toy on throughout the rest of your week. Thanks for listening. Happy Sunday.